There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, here we go.
No, being a person on the pod to being a fucking producer and being the person that tells me what to do.
He's always who's telling that me what to do.
Who's
you?
That? But who's that? You didn't know when I got the job. Who had
Yeah,
the
when
job?
Did you get the job?
Who had the job before me?
Roy Hodgson.
Oh, but then you made a huge, huge improvement on your staff.
Roy Hodgson, you owl-looking fucking idiot. I wanted to do a pod straight after that match.
Yeah.
I don't get that angry.
Have you kept your anger?
I'm getting angry with the Brexit, and I'm getting angry with James who's in shorts.
Yep.
You're in an office as well, and you're wearing shorts.
It's still warm in offices.
I like it. I would have worn shorts as well. But I wanted him to be special today.
Why? So is it like dressed down Tuesday or something?
I work in a Swedish office. It's always dressed down. No one... I work in it with developers. If they turn up...
They can't develop some clothes?
What was that?
It was a sort of part...
What the fuck just happened?
Part laugh, part
that's
cough.
That's the seizure... That's pre-seizure noise. And then...
That's the warning.
Actually, that's
the noise. My dog is being trained to recognise that noise because they know I'm going to have a seizure.
Is it still alive, the dog?
Yeah, just about.
Milo.
He's going well.
Is it going with the cat? How many cats have you got?
One. Did you just misspell new low and you just happen to be Milo? Or is it just you're the lowest that you've been?
Yeah.
So you just reflect that in
this
your dog.
This is my low.
This is my low.
Talking of lows.
What?
Yeah, Iceland could have done better.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
They must have been disappointed.
Great, but I mean, to be honest, I understand that you're not, both of you are English, but you're not huge English sport like that. You're not, you know, patriot crazy, but still got to hurt. That's embarrassing.
It was humiliating. The manner rather than the actual... The result is one thing.
It was an absolute fucking shambles.
I mean, when I talked to some English people yesterday, they were like, yeah, but Sweden was shit in the tournament. We were too Swedish. We were like, you know what? We weren't maybe great, but I would take any day of the week the way we went out than qualifying and losing in that match.
Yeah, yeah.
I would rather and just...
Sweden had a go against Belgium.
And
the quality didn't... In the final third for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
England, they didn't even go out. It wasn't even a whimper. It wasn't even like, oh, we're out. It was a fucking disgrace. We start with Hart, right? We start with fucking Cahill, Rooney, Ali, Kane, and those fucking free kicks. Why was he still taking them, man?
I don't get it, but I don't understand. He doesn't take them at Spurs. He's taking like one at Spurs as well. Corners, why would he, in this beginning of tournament... It's like they fucking drew a lottery, you know? You're like, okay, who wants to take corners? And people held their hand up.
Yeah.
And it's like, put your name in the hat and we'll draw somebody. Take, oh, it's Kane! It's Kane for Russia! Kane, you take the corners for Russia.
They thought Kane was able.
Kane and Abel. Good one.
But
Kane,
what about...
Unable.
Was it complacency? What?
Lack of leadership
from Hodgson.
Lack of leadership.
Definitely.
I think a lack of leadership from the manager and the players. Lack of tactical nous from the manager. Arrogance from the manager. Complacency from the players. And then general English deludedness. General English deludedness. Even when Alan Shearer sat in the Viasat studio, you can talk as much as you want to say
that. Set studio. What was
he was at SVT studio before the game against a day before Iceland something. Alan Shearer was there. And they were like, what do you think about that? He said, yeah, well, Iceland, it's not that easy. We got to play blah. You know, talked about it's going to be a difficult game. And then straight on say, and there's France next game. And he started talking tactics about against France.
How you play.
Even he mentioned before, it's still a game Iceland. Then he said, if you beat Iceland. He's like, if we beat Iceland. Doesn't matter if you say in front of people that, no, it's going to be a tough game. All of them believed it's not because they're deluded. English fans and English players has been deluded for about 50 years. And unfortunately...
But it wasn't just the fact...
I got
nine times the money on Iceland. Just winning. Not winning by any margin. Nine in a two-team event is insane.
It's insane. It's,
so that is a... I mean, that's a sort of a...
But...
It's only two areas that are deluded about England. It's England and Scandinavia. Scandinavian Swedish people also always think that England's got the best team in the world because they only see, they follow Premiership team.
Yeah.
They don't see Italian league, they don't see Spanish league, they don't see how good these players are. I mean, talking about Cahill and Smalling with Bonucci and Chiellini, it is a fucking embarrassment. It's embarrassing to compare these players. You're having a shocker if you do it. I don't care if Cahill cost 30 million, that's the Premier League. You think you buy Lallana for 25 million.
It's in a bubble.
And then Lallana is automatically better than the Spanish forwards because they weren't bought for 25 million. Then you're an idiot. Then you're an absolute idiot. And Lallana is a good player in the English team. Sterling, 50 million, and people think that Sterling is...
Fuck did Sterling get back in that team?
And how did Lallana not even get on?
Yeah.
Lallana should have been who he brought on.
Wilshire
at
on for Dyer?
Wilshire. What's he done?
He finally took
Rooney off with... 4 minutes
which
to go.
I think was a wrong decision as well. I know Rooney was having a fucking shocker, but you just go to a back three and you chase.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like,
but he should have been the one.
But he can't go to a back three because he only had three centre halves.
No, but tactically they lacked leaders as well.
Yeah,
like,
a lot.
You know, and there was no one giving it kind of, you know.
Listen, the Rooney rant I had before, just Rooney is such a fossil. He's a Tyrone Owen player that he peaked when he was young because he had the step then, he had the aggression. He doesn't have the aggression anymore.
No,
he's not a leader and he can't run, he can't pass for shit. He is the most overrated English player in the history of world football. I mean, it is ridiculous how people...
Carlton Cole.
But he was not...
I rated him.
But he wasn't a pivotal
player. No, you're right.
These fuckers are... I'm having an argument that Rooney should be in the team. We said it 6 months ago... He's gonna fuck it up because he's gonna force Rooney.
That.
And
not
what happened?
That.
He fucked the formation because he forced Rooney into the team.
Exactly.
Even when Rooney didn't play, he still stuck with that formation because he knew Rooney was gonna come in, so he needed to gel with the game he was rested. Absolutely shambolic.
I think he's a shit player. I think he's lost his aggression, and that's a big part of
that
his game.
That was 90%
as well.
Of his game. And he was explosive. And he was aggressive when he was young, right? Explosive, lost a couple of years ago. Aggressive as well. He's gone.
He
what is
even
he?
Seem
what
to,
the
he
fuck
doesn't
is
even,
he?
Even seem to be able to control the ball anymore.
Listen, he's the new Alan. He's like Alan Smith, right? Alan Smith went on a strike at United, couldn't cut it. He had aggression, put him in midfield, defensive midfield. Alan Smith didn't work. Same thing with Rooney. He's lost as a striker. You're thinking, oh shit, he's in 150,000 a week wages. He still has some profile to fill. We have to play him.
Mm.
That's in club level. Hodgson is a fucking joke for building the team around that fucking Santa Claus, Rooney. It's a joke.
But I don't know. I mean, English fans are deluded. They, you know, it's like what we said like a month ago. Everyone was kind of, you know, low expectations again. It's the same thing with England is, okay, not this time, but next time. Not this time. And this was kind of a time when you thought, well...
This is the fruit.
Maybe this is all right, this team. This is okay. Yeah.
But in the hands of another manager, that squad would have done better.
I'm not saying it's a great squad.
I think a massive part you can blame Hodgson. Massive. Like,
yeah.
But I also blame the fucking players as well.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Like,
of course.
To, you know, they've been playing...
No heart.
You know,
we'd
need no fucking heart, mate. I mean, how can he get beaten by a goal like that? How can they get done on a throw-in?
The two goals England conceded were incredibly poor. I mean, the throw-in is unbelievable. That you have Rooney on one centre-half and Walker on the other centre-half. When if you've seen two games for Iceland, that is exactly what they do. Long throw-in, first centre-half knocks it down, preferably to the other one. Mm. That's what they've been doing for three games. And if Hodgson hasn't seen that, that means that he's either on crack on his free time or he literally doesn't understand football.
No, but I mean, I know you didn't completely agree because they have other scouts. But I think it was appalling that when Iceland were playing their match, that him and fucking... they went into Paris, Roy and Ray. Because Ray Lewington had not been to Paris. That was his reason for... Ray's not been to Paris. So instead of going to watch your next opposition...
Mackay's gossip.
Yeah, that's true.
Dumper. Welcome to Mackay's Gossip Corner.
Did you know Harry Kane hasn't paid his phone bill this month? He's still using roaming rates in France. Mackay gossip.
It is unbelievable. It is.
I just think it's... even if you wouldn't get anything from it, just the fact that he wasn't there, sat in the... it's just, what message does that
I tell
say?
You what as
that
well.
That's arrogant, because that is, I don't need to, I know all about this.
I tell you what it was as well, and New Zealand rugby kind of suffered a bit from this with the All Blacks, is we won the World Cup in 87, and then we struggled, but we were still the best team. Outside the World Cup, people still liked us and we were great. And we just had this massive culture change of... You know, like when they played against France, they booked the hotel, they booked the flights from London after the final, you know.
Yeah.
It's like the England team are booked into that hotel until the end of the final. I mean, I know that's logistics.
Yeah.
But it's still, it's like talking about France before the fucking game, yeah. You know. And then New Zealand had this culture change, and I think they need to bring in a manager who... has some heart. I don't know who it is. I've looked at the options for me are fucking appalling. Baffling. You can't have Eddie Howe there.
But why insist on? Look, we don't have.
Rodgers is ruled out because he signed for Celtic. He should be nowhere near the fucking England job. I'm closer than Rodgers.
No, but to be honest,
are you on the list?
I mean, to be honest, if the shortlist was Eddie Howe, Southgate, and Rodgers, unbelievably, Rodgers is the man of the R of those three. Which is amazing.
Wow. Wow. This is an amazing... That's... I mean, but it's like saying if Charles Manson, Putin, and Rodgers
I'm just
are on
saying
list.
How bad their shortlist is. I mean, if you look at the emergency of candidates came out, the only person I looked at it, I thought, you know, that would be all right, and that was Arsene Wenger. I think that it's time for him to leave Arsenal. He's kind of a British... I mean, nobody in England would see him as foreign. When he takes the job, because he's been in the Premier League,
he's one of
longer
the few,
serving manager.
He's one of the few foreign coaches who would be
And after Alex Ferguson, he's the longest serving manager. Now he's gone, so he's the one who's been there the longest time. So when you look at that merit, and I think he does know how to play a bit of football, he will get respect from the English players. But
there's a lot of thing about international teams should be managed by someone from their...
Yeah, I can understand that. I can understand the thought, but that's.
But I actually think Wenger,
that should not be the
Wenger
only criteria.
Falls into
homegrown.
Yeah, but I there is just no. I mean, they're talking about Allardyce, you know. I mean, it's like that about Mike Bassett
it
film.
Is Mike
isn't
Bassett.
It?
Yeah. If it has to be a if we turn the table, if it has to be an Englishman, English,
yeah.
What alternatives do you have? You have Gareth Southgate. Eddie Howe has come up.
Glenn Hoddle.
Glenn Hoddle back again.
The fact that they're even mentioning a manager who hasn't managed for 10 years is...
Is it longer than 10 years?
No, well, I looked it up. Wolverhampton...
Was that 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And after
Wolves,
the,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah,
he took
over
know. Wolves.
Appalling. 35% win rate.
He took up. He after he got sacked from Spurs, Wolves
would
next.
Would take that over.
He's a good manager.
So if you... Okay, Dan Hoddle is coming up. We said Gareth Southgate. How?
Steve Bruce.
But
oh, yeah.
Allardyce. But out of them, unbelievably, the only one who can even be considered is Allardyce. Because he's been the longest manager there. I mean, at least he will give you grit or whatever the fuck they need. But none of them fits the bill even close. And especially these managers have only managed in England, playing direct football, all of them. Maybe not Eddie Howe. You can't play that way in international football. How many times do you need to tell the British people that the way you play Premier League and the way your players play there doesn't work international football. And I think FA is doing everything to get more British players into Premier League teams by changing rules. That's the exactly wrong way to go. You need British players to leave England go to another country. And the only player that actually played decent England squad was one of the youngest players, and the only players were abroad growing up. That was Eric Dier, who's been brought up in Portugal. Who knows?
I think Rashford came out of it.
Yeah, but he played 10 minutes.
Yeah, but he's a natural.
But he played 10 minutes when you're chasing the game. That doesn't tell you anything, really, of how. But he's a great talent for that age.
I also thought Vardy tried as well.
Yeah,
he tried as well, but he's also extremely one-dimensional player. You can't have Vardy starting up in a national squad. I'm sorry, you can love him as much as you want.
He'd be first name on the sheet if it was Allardyce.
Because if you play Vardy from get-go, you know what kind of football you're going to play.
Yeah.
You're going to play a sit-back, trying to reach defences behind them. And to do that, you need a sturdy defence. They got Cahill and fucking Smalling playing there, fullbacks who can't defend. You can't play that way with England. As soon as, if they get that into the head, the FA, the people and the coaches, then maybe that'll help. But they haven't done that for 20
years. They've got
a
three-man...
Deluded.
They've got a three-man panel who are going to pick the New England manager. They play September the 4th against Slovakia away, World Cup qualifier. So they need someone in kind of soon.
They're going to have an interim manager that's going to be Southgate, which is insane. That's embarrassing.
But he hasn't.
I actually saw that as a
quote. He won the
Toulon. The Toulon is a third grade tournament nowadays. Yeah. It's just the Toulon.
It was a disaster in the under 21s.
Yeah, which Sweden won.
Yeah.
So that means that Sweden should win the World Cup according to
English
experts.
I actually saw it as a quote. He's done a reasonable job.
No,
this was But this is what they're saying.
We're on your side.
Take your pills.
He was reasonable. They sat and said that, oh, Southgate did a good job. And then one of the pundits like, what the hell have you done? He's like, oh, we're in the Toulouse tournament. And I think it was Stephen Nicol sat there was like, the Toulouse tournament? Well, yeah, there was 120 people or five dogs watching the games. So the pressure must have been immense.
Yeah.
And it's true. The Toulouse tournament...
It's a friendly tournament.
It's now, it's usually where... Teams that can't spend too much money go there and see if they can scout some future players up a little bit. That's what it's there for. It's a big scouting camp. It has nothing to do with how good the teams are. The under 21 championship, though, is something. Because that gives you Olympic places and all that. So if you would have won that, fair enough. But they crashed out badly from that tournament of inept tactics and inept player choices. With a strong squad. Southgate was an absolute shambolic in the under 21 championship. He should get sacked from all the England setup after
that. He's an FA kind of sweetie.
He's been there.
That's what I was trying to say.
He's already on the payroll.
The three people they're picking, one of the guys said, look, twice yesterday said in the press conference, I'm not a football expert.
Yeah.
And you're like, holy fuck. And you're picking the England. Here's my suggestion. That you don't go with a manager, you go with a panel of like four players or four. So you don't have one manager. So for the England team, you'd have someone. This is just me thinking, right?
Listen.
You have like a four panel. So you have something like, say, Shearer, Brian Robson, Steve Bruce, and...
Who put the tactics up?
They work as a team. They work as a fucking panel.
I do agree with you that...
I
don't agree with panel, but I think you should do like Iceland. Lars Lagerbäck has all his time as coach. He's the head coach. Everybody knows he's the head coach. But he always sees himself in a group of two. So he always share the job with another person.
Yeah.
He always does that, I think, two reasons. He's very good at one thing. He's very good at understanding how to break your team down. He's one of the best in the world coaches at destroying opposition's team play.
And how easy were England to defend against?
Yeah.
Way he set the side up, there was no way they were going to... I mean, they didn't have any chances.
But I think we go back to the Hodgson problem with no chances created. This was same discussion we had with Sweden years ago when Sweden thought that we have a much better team than Lagerbäck. And I remember I was slaughtered. So I've been actually now and again on Facebook, I remember this fucker used to slate me for Lagerbäck and I'm writing an essay for them. It's like, this is football, mate. Don't ever open your fucking mouth again. The Hamrian is going to take over.
I got that message.
It's embarrassing.
I got that one too.
You know,
happy summer.
So what they should do, I could imagine that they could go with a two-man team.
Yeah.
Two Englishmen. They can have their Alan Shearer and Eddie Howe then. You know, one for motivator, one for that. That, I think, could work a bit better because they don't have one strong Englishman to take that job. There is none. Hodgson was the best alternative.
Do you think someone could manage a club and do the country as well?
I wouldn't like that to happen either.
No, but...
But I don't think that's a good choice. I think that's a good choice for smaller countries. Like when they were Wales before Mark Hughes, when they didn't have a great side and it was good that he was in football. Yeah. But I don't see that happening. I think that's utterly stupidity. You can do that as Football Manager. I'd love to do that as Football Manager. You have a national team as well, but
just playing national manager in Football Manager
is
rubbish.
So I think if they're going to have Englishmen, then they can go two. Then they can do panel would never work. I don't think that will work because it's too confusing.
I mean, no, but something
a different structure.
Yeah. Like maybe two at the front and other people helping
They have other people helping. Yeah. Anyways, but
well, they had Neville and Lewington.
Yeah, but this is the problem. They've
never been to Paris.
What are the criterias to be working with the English squad, right? I mean, FA hires people because they were former players. Gareth Southgate has shown nothing what he knows about football tactically, right? Mm. He's been shit on all his jobs. All his job, he's had a disastrous time. They haven't found a Guardiola or Conte Simeone. But they keep on fucking going with these shitty managers. We're grooming him to be a national coach by taking the under-21. How is that grooming anybody? It's like saying I'm grooming for being the top boss at a hotel by serving drinks by the beach. I mean, that doesn't give you shit. You can't just groom.
It wouldn't help, though.
No. It wouldn't help me to know how to make like a professional cocktail that you do in a special place. As would it not help Gareth Southgate.
It'd be good though if you went to the hotel and went, hey, you know I can make these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's how they give jobs to the England team. You just go up and say, you know what, I'm interested. I'm a really nice guy. I used to play for England. I missed the penalty 94. I learned a lot of lessons from that penalty miss. I should be up there. Yeah. Why not? Have you fucked my wife? No. Then you got the job. Okay. Next person. Have you done it? Yeah. You can't get the job. What is the criteria in that England camp?
The deal fucky fly in the wall.
What is the criteria?
96.
But what is the criteria?
Now, let's not take anything away from Iceland.
Brilliant.
Let's do a Swedish football mafia clap for them. Volcano. What are you doing?
I'm clapping.
Why did you? Yeah, what, did what? You wait until?
Wait until you know the volcano erupts. You pre-came.
Typical. Fucking seizure! You're a beat behind.
I am a beat behind. You know that.
No,
that's why I went in early.
Fantastic.
The clapping. You must have thought about All Blacks. That's the first thing I thought about. You know that the dude did like an All Black.
It was a bit hacker-ish.
Yeah, but...
But it was a bit much coming from Iceland, saying as they fucked up the European flights for a week or whatever, and they're reminding everyone that was us. We were volcano people. I thought it was a
seizure.
Bit...
That wasn't real. Is that not to do with volcano?
That's a volcano.
He said...
It's
he
a Viking.
Talking about volcano erupting.
No, he's...
No, go, and then... But then you were like...
Yeah, all right. So I can't.
Why do you smack the girl twice?
Sorry, I can't clap.
Right, so
that wasn't that.
So they knocked the Dutch out, and what a fantastic tournament! Something about 99.8% of the population watched the game. I don't know where the fuck they get that stats from, but
asked everyone.
They can't ask everyone.
That means 650 people, but people had to be working. Emergency services
And the blind people.
Yeah.
But they can be listening.
Yeah, but they
and the seizures. There's an Icelandic seizure, James McKeyson, and he just sits there like clapping.
No, he'll have booked something else.
Fantastic result. They go on to France now.
And Swedes are happy because Lagerbäck is the coach. Yeah. So everybody in Sweden has turned Icelandic.
Icelandic, yeah.
Well, that's fair enough. I think everybody who doesn't have their team left in tournament must cheer for Iceland.
And all the England fans who bought like tickets for the France England match like busy with the blue pen filling in the flag just sort of colouring in the corners.
One of the games of the tournament for me was Italy Spain. I thought it was a real great game, and Italy really looked in control, man. And do you think the whole Spain game is kind of finished,
the game in Spain?
I'm I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I think it kind of was a bit finished when they refuses to change the coach after he's done hit, you know. It's, I mean, whenever you see the tournament starts and you see him sitting in a dugout nowadays, you're thinking, oh, he's still there. Really?
Mm.
Why? Why is he still there? A disastrous World Cup, and it's the end of era. He's done his shit. I don't think all the players are done because they have a new generation coming through. But I do believe that they need a change now. So you know, it might be good for them, but that total domination is gone. But I also believe the reason for that is, and people can still believe and be deluded about it, the tiki-taka has been found out a little bit.
Yes, or how to play? Yeah,
how to play against it. When he
especially
came,
the Italians.
When he
always
came, they had a great generation of great footballers, and it really worked. And nobody had an answer to it. It just didn't work. You couldn't get a hold of them. They outclassed everybody in their way wherever they played, and even Barcelona did that for like 2-3 years. After that, it's changed, and who better than the Italians to an international level show you what you can do.
This is how you defend.
But
them, so,
I mean,
yeah,
it's two teams.
But I thought Italy looked excellent.
Italy and Germany has stepped up, yeah, really stepped up for the big tournament, and they're showing now the things you always say before
always
the tournament.
Always.
You always say that, but there have been blips here and there for both Italy, not Germany.
They
that
always
much
seem to have another gear, though.
Yeah, but I mean, it's funny. Since they didn't qualify in the group stage 2004, after that, it seems like they're back on track, you know. Mm. They won the World Cup once. They've been won the final again in the European Championship with Spain, and now the so you know they're always there. And this is the squad you thought wasn't good enough, but fuck, they're difficult. We saw the game in Toulouse. He's going to be dangerous for Chelsea, Conte.
Yeah,
he's going to be dangerous for Chelsea.
He's fucking mad as well. I like
him.
Oh, it.
Proper.
Kicked the ball away.
He's
jumped
a proper
on the dugout.
He's a proper manager that, yeah, way. And,
but this is the annoying thing with going back to Hodgson. His response to things. There's nothing. There's no calmness. He looks like he doesn't know what he's. If you don't know what you're doing, at least you have to look like you know what you're doing. The signals he sends to his players.
I mean,
he's there just rubbing his face.
I think Conte and Mourinho, you might hate, you know, some of the things they do, but the thing is this, they are driven by one fact. They're winners. They want to win, yeah, at any cost. I mean, Conte's been a lot of things with bribery and stuff in the hair there. That tells me that he's a dodgy character, but on the flip side, unfortunately, what it also tells you is that this guy is ready to walk over fucking dead bodies to win. And you need that. If this is a...
I'd walk over dead bodies, though. I wouldn't, like...
Would you kill them, though?
No, I wouldn't stand... Oh, if you kill... Yeah, he's the kind of guy that kills them.
Yeah,
and then walks over.
I'm going to say, you want these hardcore fuckers to lead your team if you want to win. And he's going to be dangerous for Chelsea, and he's going to be dangerous for Italy. I mean, just... They had a cam on him, just the way he was coaching, for like 10 minutes, it was clipped. Man, he's vocal. Man, he's vocal. He's screaming every player up there, down there, here. Then they scored. He ran to the staff and just cheered them. And then straight off, just like, all right, calm down. I was like, all right, relax. Okay, calm. And he's like, calma. To everybody.
He's from Kalmar.
Yeah, he's from Kalmar. He loves it.
He likes Ireland. He's like, I would imagine, a deal to be as a manager.
We saw him in Yefla. Look where they are in the league.
They should have let him have the job.
Actually, when we played five aside, I automatically took the coaching job.
Yeah.
Automatically.
No,
they were calling him coach.
Gaffer. Soran said, oh, we're going to, it's going to take 10 minutes. I was like, it's a mini tournament. It won't take 10 minutes because we were recording the pod. We came there and just Al joined. I was in my flip flops. So I was like, no way I'm going to play. And they didn't even ask me. So there were sitting like five guys we didn't know.
And the two of them.
And they had like a huddle shit. I stood like an idiot by the side. But like 10 minutes later, my name was Coach. So he was like, and they were doing the huddle. Like, Coach, you come in as well. I had nothing to do with it.
Was he doing the fingers?
Yeah. They were on two at the back. And then...
But the tactic was correct. I was like, stay on the fucking back. Stay on the back.
And he did a Mourinho on Guardiola with the eyes and stuff. It was amazing.
And I was a water boy as well.
Of course.
So, Italy go on, Spain go home, England can fuck right off. I'm very disappointed in them, though.
Yeah, this is the first time I've seen, heard you being, of international football, that disappointed. I mean, we were talking about the entire night.
I don't know whether it was expectation. I didn't get...
There wasn't even that much.
I think it's embarrassment, to be honest. I think you...
And it comes after the Brexit vote as well for me. Like, I'm seeing England and I'm just hearing all these fucking racist idiots more and more. And what it has done for me is the people that voted to get out of the EU has now given them a bit more confidence so they can now go, oi, Polish fucker, you go home.
It's unbelievable the stories that came out.
Oh, it's horrible.
Unbelievable. I mean, everybody I know, basically, who's foreign, I mean, originated foreign, I've talked to them on Facebook and stuff like that, and it's unbelievable. Everybody's saying, I've never been abused.
One of the radio shows, the German one, did you hear that? I mean, that's basically what my... She was there, she said she came 74.
Yeah.
My mum came in like 1960, but still has a little bit of a German accent. I mean, is she going to get grief, even though she's lived almost her entire adult life in England? Ridiculous.
Mate, my cousin, his parents... I mean, he's born in England. His mother came when she was like 15.
Yeah.
I mean, and she's like 60 now. And he's been born... I mean, his mother lived there 15 years before he was born.
Yeah.
And he's getting, oh, you packy, go back home.
Yeah.
Where the fuck...
I wonder if it will affect football.
I don't think it will affect football that much at all.
Even talking like the players. I'm talking...
Work permit and stuff like that.
No, I'm talking like in the stands and stuff like that.
There's going to be the 70.
Hopefully not. I don't think so. I think that... Because you meet a lot of trash people from any country.
And they can't afford
going to England they also, but I don't... The stands are not that as bad as they are, for instance, in Sweden. Sweden is worse in the stand when it comes to percentage of people doing shitty stuff.
Mm.
They scream more bad stuff.
And certainly on continental Europe.
Yeah, we can talk as much as we want in Sweden that they're well-behaved or not. It's an absolute disgrace. I went to the Hammarby game. They're supposed to be the best supporters. And they were saying, tattare, you gypsy fuck. You black cunt. Shit like that. You can hear that here and there as well.
Mm.
So you hear that in every ground. I don't think hopefully it won't get worse in England. Because in England, the funny part is, the ones they're annoyed of now... It's like every Polish kid got abused in school. Mm. They burned the Polish flag.
What the fuck is that going on?
So I think that, first of all, to think about the European migrants and then the Syrian migrants like that. But still, they went on like Indian Pakistanis have been there for like 60 years. And they're part of the culture so much now with the food and everything. So I've never felt that way, but when I go to England, I don't feel abused at all because there's so many Indians there. But now everybody I spoke to, even my sister's at his school, she's a teacher, the people crying. I mean, literally crying because the children are getting abused. And she's like, I don't want my children to go out because...
Ridiculous.
I mean, because they're a bit dark-skinned, my nieces. And she was like, I can't leave them alone because they've had it at school from other people's kids going to them and saying like, oh, you're going home now, you fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we're talking 10-year-olds
fed to them.
Yeah. It's insane. Hopefully, this will pass pretty soon, but
it's a worrying turn.
Yeah, but it's.
I hope it doesn't go too far down.
You're getting that in Sweden as well. That people, it's very democratic and getting bigger. And then you get like, you know what? I've got 25% of people feeling like I do. I can say this shit.
That's the confidence thing. Yeah.
I can say this shit. Why can't I?
Yeah, and free speech. I mean, the vote was hijacked by those people, basically.
Who now have gone.
And then that isn't the reason the people voted. No. A lot of them. It was a stupid.
Shouldn't there have been an age limit for voting? Like nobody over 65 can vote because it's not their future they're voting on. They're voting on the next generation's future. They won't even be a part of it. Should they really vote for that?
Yeah, but they're thinking of the next generation. They're like, well, fucking, I want to give my next generation Britain. I want to give it back England. They don't understand what they're talking about.
It's a
country that went away and savaged fucking continents and now
they're educated.
Yeah, and now are complaining about people coming to them. Mm. It's just
the irony is unbelievable.
You know.
Well, they're harking back to an England that didn't really exist. All this Enid Blyton ginger beer on the lawn, sort of, it's just bullshit. Downton Abbey, Churchill, they've got this picture painted of this sort of, it's just nonsense.
Yeah. For me, it's just shocking that considering what they've been proud, what the British has been mostly proud about for the past 70 years is the fact that they beat and stopped the Nazis. Taking over Europe. That's the biggest pride in modern history, because if you look what they've done before that, it's disgraceful.
We were
colonized
the
entire world.
We were the Nazis.
Yeah, they colonized the entire world. So when they beat the Nazis, people they were leaning on that because everything else is embarrassing. Yeah. The whole Africa or Caribbean or India, what they've stolen from there, refused to give back. Shit stories like that just fall behind because we beat the Nazis. And now they're doing the exactly same thing. And how the patriotism. It's just, I don't know if the country is filled with the most stupid nation on the planet, because America was apparently number one. I think they're taking over them. You're the fattest country. You were fatter than America a few years ago. And now you must be the dumbest country. It's astonishingly stupid. I mean, it's so stupid that it's inconceivable. I don't know what the fuck's going on that island, but the deludedness and the stupidness has just passed. Ways, I mean, this is unbelievably crazy. You've been living with these people, your neighbors, for 40 years, and then a fucking vote comes out, and you start calling people, get the fuck home, Packy. Mm. What the fuck is going on in your head when you can have that change? I'm so frightened when I hear stories of a second world, like, that can never happen in Europe again, because people, we got too much social media, we got too much news, we got too much channels, that can't happen. But I'm thinking maybe it's easier to happen because you can manipulate even easier than Hitler did.
Yeah.
So it's just insane. And then lucky for you guys, you moved to Sweden.
Absolutely. We thank our lucky stars. So we got Poland, Portugal.
Yeah.
Moving on.
God.
He's just falling off.
I feel like I'm to blame for all this.
Jesus. I like the way he said you.
Just open the door. I was fucking scared stiff then. Poland. So, Poland, Portugal is the first game in the quarterfinals. Could go either way, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's
both interesting. Sides haven't massively impressed, you know?
No, haven't massively impressed, but impressed in that way that they do win in these difficult situations because Poland were pegged down by Switzerland, but still managed to win on penalty.
So
Portugal, same thing. They've been out of the tournament.
A few people have picked Poland dark horses. You know, like yeah.
I put some money on them. So for that, I'm going with Poland
as well. We need to update that. See who's still in it. Yeah. I know I've still
I'm
got
certainly
Belgium.
Not.
I had Austria, so I was way lost.
Yeah. I had Albania. I was literally the first team to be knocked out.
No, you're still in it.
You what?
Albania was still in it. They
were
towards the end.
Yeah,
that's why
Ukraine was the first team to be knocked out.
Were they?
Thank you.
Fucking hell.
And Russia.
Oh yeah, they didn't.
Albania got that really great result. They beat. Didn't they draw at the end? Yeah, and they could have gone through. And then who we got?
On Thursday tomorrow we got Poland, Portugal,
and then England are out.
Wales, Belgium.
Met in the group as well. Met in the qualifying group. So that'll be interesting. They'll both know each other. I don't know if this this could be the end of the Welsh dream.
Didn't meet in the...
No, they met in the qualifying...
The thing is that might be over for Wales, but Belgium has not overly impressed any game except
the last
for...
Last
one, but after, like, it was 25 minutes left when they really kicked it.
Yeah.
And but the thing you have to say with Belgium, they're kind of having a perfect tournament. Started off really bad, so you can change the chain and improve next game, improve the game after that. Not fully against Sweden, but you saw signs that things were going correct. Next game did another change. He's finding his starting 11 now. They're getting confident, and they have a easier way to the final than, for instance, Italy and Spain had who played each other in the first round. So Belgium could start getting that dark horse now. And these four teams are fancy Belgium. I think none of these four teams have that one thing what Italy and Germany seems to have, this complete, you know, they're fucking found
power,
it. Yeah, they found it.
Hazard looks great. De Bruyne, you know.
Hazard had a great game, a particular last game. I think it was weird against Sweden. He was voted man of the match. I didn't know what game they were watching.
Yeah.
But the last game, he was astonishing.
Most valuable squad.
When it comes to, should be.
But then,
on
paper.
Bale, who knows?
Who knows?
He's a world beater, man. He's the kind of guy...
He's done himself and his country proud.
Yeah.
Mm.
He's done himself, especially from the superstar tags everybody had. He's lived up to it because he had the most difficult task of all of these big stars. He had Wales to carry. And he's done that with, you know, aplomb. And compared to Zlatan, didn't do shit for his team. Ronaldo starting getting there, but still not as influential.
Talking of Zlatan, have you seen the latest ad?
Yeah, what the fuck is that all about?
I haven't seen it.
So Americanized, and it goes back to Rose and Gordon.
And we were there for the last game. It was nothing like that.
No, it was. It's very, very.
It was very odd, to be honest. His goodbye when we were in the stadium. I thought it was really odd. First of all, he just came for 2 seconds, applauded, went away, and then we didn't even sing Zlatan's song that much because he went away. Then on the big prompter, they had like. Oh, and it's the ending for one of the greatest players, Zlatan now. Zlatan Ibrahimovic. They usually don't have that. And then they played like a best of kind of thing. And nobody watched that. They started singing Isak, the goalkeeper. It was kind of awkward. It was really weird. But he didn't stay on for it either. If he would have stayed there, applauded everybody, went up to the crowd, everybody would have kept on singing as long. But he didn't.
And then if we look at Saturday, it is Germany, isn't it?
Yep.
Germany, Italy, what a game.
That's a repeat of 82 final, World Cup final. One of my favourite ever celebrations. Marco Tardelli! And he does that thing where he looks like he's wanking off two people. And he Tardelli onto his knees. I was crying watching that. Dino's off. It was in goal.
Oh.
A bit like Buffon in the same, you know, they're like 58 years of age. Beautiful. He's beautiful looking, isn't he, Buffon?
Gorgeous man. Him and Pirlo.
No, Buffon is... I mean, the Italian side, they're good lookers, aren't they? I mean, you look someone like Rooney compared to them.
Rooney's,
Kane looks like his face has been squashed.
You can't compare people...
Vardy looks
who's been incesting for, like, 1,000 years compared to any other kind of group of people, you know?
You would have voted leave, wouldn't you? That's what you're basically saying. You hate people that hate people who hate.
No, but I'm not surprised that England didn't want to leave because they haven't want to left their fucking island forever. The footballers don't want to leave. They just want to colonise but don't leave. You're obsessed with your fucking island where it rains a lot, bad weather. What the fuck is the point?
I'm England till I die. I always am. I'm England till I die.
But don't you find
all right, James? Shush.
But don't you find it funny that not many people from that you guys were brought up with have they really moved countries, you know, and live abroad? And
quite
stuff?
A lot
for you. All right,
yeah.
But you're German, so you had to flee
from the English
people. All right, that's nice. I don't know, but I know Swedes tend to move a lot, you know, and they try to another country work there. Even Spanish, French, Italian people, you meet that they go around Europe trying to get, you know, they want to learn another language.
Mm.
It's just not suited for your culture, it seems like. It's just...
I know people that haven't even left their fucking house.
Yeah. I don't know many English people who speak another language than English. James, you do it?
I
don't?
Do. I'm fluent in Maori.
You're not. Tamaka, kamaka, kamate, ha!
Tingatoko nu nu.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
That's our New Zealand listeners.
He doesn't even have one sentence he's remembered from the.
Ko arana toko ingoa?
What the fuck is that?
My name is Alan.
But what? Kurarnia is Alan.
Ko arana is Al. Alan.
Why?
Don't know. It's like arena. A-R-E-N-A. That's why I
know. Arna. Your name is Arna.
Arena. R-E-N-A.
That's why I knew I was going to do a right stand up. No, that was your name. They called you big as a fucking arena. You were fat as fuck. And that's the arena. You're like, oh, all this arena.
And I was going up to them going, look at this and this fat fucker here. Oh, I'm the fat fucker. So Germany, Italy.
What a game.
Yeah, it's the tie of the rounds for me.
Definitely.
It's just the heavyweights.
If you look at how they've played last couple of games, that should be the final.
Well, it's not. It's the quarterfinal.
No, they should just move
it. Maybe they can change it.
And then on Sunday, France, Iceland.
Yeah.
No England.
Weird.
And we'll be at Coldplay, so yeah, we're missing...
I remember Alvin saying that. Oh, we Coldplay... We're gonna miss one game. We're gonna miss England. We're gonna miss England, France. Yeah. We're gonna miss England, and then they didn't even fucking make it.
And that's me thinking it's gonna be England.
Yeah. You and Alan Shearer, the Allens.
So who we? If we look at the rounds, Portugal, Poland.
Poland.
Pick your team. Poland.
I think Portugal actually.
I think Portugal on penalties.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it's
Wales, Belgium.
Wales, Belgium.
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 Belgium in full time. 1-0.
Yeah, and then Italy, Germany.
Germany.
I think Italy.
I'll fucking go Italy, man.
Yeah, I'll do Italy.
I think Germany, Germany impressed me.
These predictions mean nothing. So.
Germany impressed me more, but Italy had a tougher game. So, yeah.
And then France. I can't see Iceland doing
it. I'll go Iceland. Fuck this shit. Just fuck it. I can't see them winning.
Be interesting to see the odds.
Listen, I'm going to go with my heart. I'm just going to say, I just hope and wish and pray Iceland beats France. That's an amazing story.
Oh, I want them to. I can't see
it. I want it so bad, I'm going to go for it.
Iceland, to me, is the kind of the Leicester. And you're like, well, they can't, can they? Fuck. If they win this, they'll win the tournament. Thank you.
There you go.
So
I'm gonna think if Iceland would have won the problem.
I'm gonna call it France 5, Iceland 0.
It's not impossible. Sooner or later that must happen.
Yeah, but that's what you said about Leicester.
I'm hoping. I'm hoping they will play 0-0 full time.
But we're gonna do another pod ahead of that.
Yes,
but we might not get it out before the actual match.
Yeah. So I
did not make it.
Second.
Yeah, we'll try and do one on Sunday before.
And the big exclusive news from Swedish Football Mafia is we've just heard that Zlatan is going to turn United down and take the England job.
I thought some. He had some news.
As if I have news.
I thought Robbie Fowler was going to be on the pod or something like that.
Talking about news, it's really slow on transfer. Transfers,
yeah, money.
And Bolo went to Schalke. That money was done for Liverpool yesterday.
A lot of money.
Good buy, but
expensive.
Reported is between 30 and 34 million pounds, which is what's the word? Absolutely insane.
Michy
Batshuayi, apparently Chelsea are leading the race.
There's a Chelsea doctor on his way to Bordeaux, so they're going to do the medical there, and then he's going to sign.
Yeah, if Chelsea are in.
Too bad. I wouldn't mind him, I suppose. But same thing there, £33 million. It's ludicrous.
I've been into a Japanese restaurant and asked for, have you got matcha sushi? That's not racist. That's just a play on words.
No, that's actually not even that. No. It's just your Maori. It's just your Maori, man.
Inga iwi koto, inga iwi kato kato. So that's just thank you for listening, and we'll see you on Sunday. Enjoy the football. We'll look at the sweepstake, and James will put up who's still left with the names. Do that.
I will do.
Okay. Anything from you? Oh, on Friday and Saturday, I'm doing gigs. I'm in Hamburg Sund and then I'm in Falkenberg on Saturday. Oh, you're football fans. So if you want to not watch the football, come and watch the gigs. You won't watch the gigs.
So you miss, you're there on Saturday evening? So yeah. So you're missing the Germany-Italy match?
Yeah, but I'll have a cheeky eye on it.
On stage. All right.
You lost your dog again.
Milo!
He's around here.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.